They defended pretty good throughout the game. For us, the difference is small. And we got to find a way to capitalize on one of those power plays. Instead, they come down and score shorty. And obviously, it's a difference.
Is that just what it is right now? This margin of error being so slim, you guys just can't afford one mistake, it seems like right now.
Yeah, I mean, until we start scoring consistently. We had a lot of chances to tie the game, a lot of chances to take the lead there and then the third, and just didn't go for us. And the margins are little until we start burying some of those opportunities.
Doobie, hard at the end there. I mean, you were creating chances. Ben Bishop he got better as the game went on here, didn't he?
Yeah, I mean, he played well. We knew he was going to be tough for us, but again, we got to find a way to score some of those chances. We had a lot of them. We got to find a way to be difference makers, all of us, myself included, and try and find a way to turn this tide here.
Thanks, Duke. Brandon Dubinsky talking with us tonight. Let's go over and talk with Eunice Corposalo. Blue Jackets goaltender made his NHL debut here tonight. Jonas, I know it didn't. The final result wasn't what you wanted, but what was it like for you to get up here and play in this game tonight? You played in the preseason, but this one was for real.
Of course, this is what I have been dreaming about since I was a little kid. So amazing experience and kind of dream come true.
It was. You played very well tonight. Just as Brandon Dubinsky was talking about, a couple of mistakes and a couple of tough ones. I mean, when one comes off the wall and the guy gets a chance to tee it up in a one-timer, that's kind of tough. But what were you seeing there as that was happening?
I think we played pretty good. And from the beginning, I think we played good defensively. So I kind of got the flow right away. And the guys took care of the rebounds right away. So I felt pretty comfortable today.
What was the difference for you from playing overseas, now coming to North America, playing in the American Hockey League, and then playing here tonight? What do you see the differences in the game as you make each step?
Of course, there's bigger guys. The pace is faster. And of course, the shots are better than back in Finland, but the rink is a little bit smaller. But I like that kind of hockey. And of course, it's a good opportunity to come over here, and it's a better opportunity to make to the NHL.
I was watching Victor Hedman take a couple of those big shots early, and I wondered if even in the American Hockey League you face shots that hard.
There's a few guys who can shoot, like rip the puck really hard, but I don't know. I just saved those shots.
Yeah, you did. You saved them quite well here tonight. I'm sorry it didn't turn out the way that you wanted in the win instead of the loss, but you did very well, and congratulations.
Thank you.
Jonas Corposalo made his NHL debut and goal tonight for the Blue Jackets. Losing this one, 2-1 the final score here this evening as the Lightning get the victory. And Nick Foligno's having a chat here. Let's duck in for a second.
Like I said, in a pretty tough building like Dallas, to go in there and just play a real solid road game and hopefully get a win.
Thanks.
Nick, tonight your goaltender kept you in the game, and that's when you get a guy back there like that, and you get a rookie goaltender making his debut, what are you trying to do as a group in front of him to help him out the best you can?
Just play the way we did. I mean, feel bad. We got to just find a way to score some goals for him. But he played outstanding. But I liked the way our team played. I mean, a couple breakdowns, obviously, but I thought we worked hard. We blocked some shots for him, but he made some great saves tonight, and was really and really impressed with his composure out there. He kind of reminded us of Bob, the way he reacts to plays, and I think that's a huge compliment you can give him, because I thought he played well tonight. And just unfortunate, like I said, we couldn't get that goal. We had a couple breakaways at the end, and I really wanted to get that one for him.
And on the other end, Ben Bishop, who I know you know very well from your time together in Ottawa, you had some chances, especially in the third period, to beat him. Just couldn't find a way. He was strong tonight, wasn't he?
Yeah, he was a fish out of water, flopping all over, just making saves. You know what? It's a big part of the game. You can see it. In goaltending, he keeps us in it and can go any way. And they got some timely saves. It has to be done, though. We got to find a way to get goals. I mean, we got guys in here that can score goals, and we can't get down on ourselves for not putting them in tonight. We got a great opportunity tomorrow against a good team to try and write that. And I think the guys are going to be excited for it.
Yeah, this is the start of a busy week. You've got to get on the plane right now and go to Dallas and play against the Stars tomorrow, go to Arizona, and then be back here on Saturday. But I guess when you're trying to put it together, you wouldn't want it any other way. You want to get right back out there, don't you?
Absolutely. Especially after a game like this that leaves kind of a sick stomach or sick feeling in your stomach where you just, you know, you felt like you could have had it and it could have went either way. And but we get a great opportunity 24 hours later to play against a real good team and get a good road win, come together on the road and find a way to get some big wins on the road before coming back home. And you know, we need it. We got to find a way. I mean, it's not acceptable to not have 2 points every night. That's the way our mentality has to be. And you know, I like the way our structure was tonight. I think it's going to give us a good chance to do that.
Thanks, Nick.
Thank you.
Nick Foligno, Blue Jackets captain, talking here after his team's 2-1 loss to the Tampa Bay Lightning. Head coach John Tortorella will be speaking in just a few moments. We'll have it for you on the Scioto Downs Columbus Blue Jackets Radio Network.